Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the channel. You might be listening to this on a podcast right now, or you're seeing it on YouTube. Either way, I'm going to begin making episodes on both platforms that will feed into each other. So if you're here, if you're new, welcome. Maybe some of you have been following my podcast for a while, Follow Your Path podcast. And this is the video version that I have on YouTube. So welcome. We have an incredible episode that I want to share with you today. It's raw. It's here. I'm in that energy and I want to share it with you all. And this is the most powerful place that we can share from. When that, let's say, emotion or energy is present and you're inspired, that is always the time to act on it. And that is something that I used to say, oh, I'm feeling the inspiration. Great idea. I'll write it down and shelf it for later. And then it doesn't happen. Or when you go to do it, it's nothing like what it would have been when you're in the moment. So here we are. This episode today is going to be called Powerful Choices. Now, this might go in a couple of different directions, but the theme overall is going to be powerful choices. So let's dive in. Powerful choices. Right now, what's happening on our planet is, as we can see, everything's changing. The game board is changing. We're moving from the stickiness and the denseness of third dimension into our true divine nature, what you could call fifth dimension, where you're no longer bound to time and space. You are knowing yourself as an energy being, as a soul that can create and that always is creating, but now knows it in the moment. And your future, what that will look like right here, what you choose to do right now. And most of us have been operating the whole time from a place of our past traumas, addictions, coping mechanisms, our childhood history, our whole history, remaking itself all the time in our now moment. It hijacks the now space through the mind. The old thoughts come in, the trigger in the body happens, and all the thoughts that come with it. And then that plays itself back out. And here's the thing, it has nothing to do with who you actually are. And life right now is so happening for us because it's disrupting everything that we've known. It's screaming at us, hey, you can no longer do things the same way that you've been doing them. You cannot keep holding on to those relationships that don't serve you, those habits that you've had, that mindset that you've cultivated and that you are attached to. That all has to be let go of so that you can be here in this now moment and choose what you would like, not your history any longer. This is massive. And the more we can get present and make those powerful choices different from what we've had, things will shift very quickly. Because what is life doing? It's dancing to our tune. It's reflecting us back to us. And I really invite you to bring that down into your body. No longer holding as a concept as I once did of, oh yeah, yeah, life's a mirror. Now, I get it. I know that. Do you know that? Because if you really internalized it and you really had all certainty that that's what's going on, then you would prioritize your energy and knowing what your limiting beliefs are, knowing what your wounds are, so that they don't keep playing out anymore and you make the choice beyond that. I'll give you an example. In my history, one of my deepest wounds, what you could say is my Earth School theme curriculum. We all have our own curriculum and things that we're working through. And you know this is true because it'll be something that has occurred again and again. And you keep seeing it at different stages of your life. Now, we are here to know ourselves beyond what we inherited, beyond the cycles of unresolved abuse and trauma handed down from our bloodlines, the generational cycles. Like, so many people listening and watching this are cycle breakers. They they said, yes, that pattern will not continue. I am going to unfold the higher potential because I choose me and I choose to live this experience from a place of freedom, not this slavery complex unfolding again and repeating again, that if I don't deal with, it'll just go to my future kids. Like so many of you, and if you already have kids, cool. Like you're feeding into the collective of humanity by alchemizing these patterns and being a light for everybody around you that says, here's what's available if you choose it, if you say yes, if you notice what's going on and you have a desire and intention to not be a slave the rest of your life to things that are not you. And I'm saying this with a lot of passion because I was a slave for so long to my insecurity. I never felt fully safe here. I never felt fully safe in my body. So what did I learn to do? I dissociated. I would get up in my head and go to some far off fantasy that often wasn't a helpful place at all. It wasn't like rainbows and unicorns. It was dark. It was like some kind of like hero's journey, like war thing, like revenge, like resentment, like just not a good place that I would escape to, or just meaningless stuff. And so that's what I learned to do when things got challenging and I didn't want to have to deal with it. So that insecurity grew and it followed me into adulthood. And then it started to play itself out in my relationships, specifically intimate relationships. And it got to a place where I was so consumed by it. And I was so caught in my internal experience that I was taking everything so personally. I would walk into a room and if someone was upset, that's my fault. I did something wrong. The guilt would come in, the shame. I know many of you know what I'm talking about, where it's like you assume that everyone's looking at you, that it's something that you must have done. And that's how you know when you're trapped in the internal experience. You're in the ego, you're in the not self. And so as I learned to heal and evolve and transform and love myself and create that safe, that place within me, embodied here now in the moment, seeing it all for what it actually is, and recognizing the subconscious patterns just automatically playing out from that insecurity, it offered me the opportunity to make a new choice where I could see that old version of me. And I was like, wow, how dark was that? Like, really? Think of yourself as a child. By the way, the other wound for me is rejection. That's been a massive theme. So much fear around rejection in all the different places. And that version of me really believed that he was rejected, really believed that he wasn't good enough. He wasn't lovable. He wasn't desirable. And that was his whole reality. And then it's like, okay, I need to deal somehow with that reality and the emotions that I'm experiencing that are tied to that story. And it was so painful and so brutal. Like all I could do was turn to addiction or do anything to take my mind off of it and just continue to accept that reality as a truth. And when I think back to him and all of those years that I was in that place and I was in the small fish pond where I couldn't see beyond it, I have so much compassion because wow, what a dark place to live in for such a long time. Now, with my expanded awareness, I can see so clearly who I really am. And it's all me in the sense of, I'm the only one that could ever reject myself. There's nobody on the outside that could ever do that to me. And if I love myself, I would never reject myself or reject the truth that I am whole and complete and a reflection of all that is right now in this moment, a pure expression of love that all I need to do is settle into and realign with. And I'm back in it, baby. I'm back in the heart. I'm back into my knowingness. I'm back into the center, where nothing can touch you. You're no longer a leaf blowing in the wind like I once was, like many of us have been. The outer world is not meant to dictate our experience. It's not meant to ever keep us a slave to what it's informed. It's just a big feedback loop. It's showing you your old constructs and the limiting old beliefs that you got from childhood. And it's saying, here you are. And you have to be willing to look at that mirror and love the shit out of yourself and say, that is not me. This is who I am. And this is how it will be. It cannot waver from this. It cannot be anything but this, because I am choosing it now. I didn't get to choose it before. I didn't have any open possibilities before. I was locked in to this narrow perception of things. And what a small pond to play in. What a dark place. Like, so much compassion for that version of me that had to swim in that for a long time. And compassion to everybody who was locked in and still is locked into that place. The game is changing, folks. Everything is shifting. The energy coming down from on the planet that is emerging within us, you could call it the Aquarian energies. It's the solar flares coming in. It's the astrological effects that are occurring as we move through the zodiac in the human story. It's truth. It's unification. It's remembering. And so the only way for this to unfold is for all the old stuff to come right up for us to look at from the perspective of now and truth, and to love it and let it go, and to say and command, this is what it will be from here on out. Powerful choice. I've heard this term before, powerful choice, and it didn't land. It was, I have in the past loved to put things on the bookshelf as concepts, right? And it just doesn't get you anywhere. It feels good in the moment. There's like a dopamine thing, like you're getting this new perspective and understanding, but then it doesn't ground in. And you find yourself having to continue to like watch things over and over again. And you're just bouncing from one thing to another without centering into what's the powerful choice that I can make today that will decide what my future is going to look like. What could my future look like if I choose it right now and I let go of these weights and this baggage and this, I'm not okay and what's wrong with me and I'm not safe and yeah, but this thing and that thing. If you were to let that go, what would become available? Something so amazing that is in alignment with who you are. That's where life can be like, time to dazzle you beyond what your imagination could ever come up with, because I get to now reflect the real you back to you, right? So I invite you to ask yourself right now, and then maybe put it on pause, go for a walk. What is the powerful choice that you are deciding? Because you know that right now, the choices that are made are going to alter your future. You are coming into alignment right now, not with the wounded persona and your history. And yeah, but this is what happened. And there's these things going on. And so I can't do things until that happens. No, all of it, noises, distractions, third dimensional attachments. We are creators. We are infinite cosmic energy, life force. Wherever that flows, things will be brought into form from that place. New neural pathways will groove in. New programs in the body will happen. That ego that's been dominating you, that's like, yeah, you're not going to do that. You've said you were going to do it a million times. You don't show up that way. Like, there's no evidence for that. That isn't driving the car anymore. That's done. You've made the decision. That doesn't dictate and narrate your story any longer, because this next chapter is narrated by your heart, by your passion, by your choice coming from a place of, I love me. I like me. I'm curious to see more of who I am. And so with that being said, your shadows, the things that feel so painful right now that are presenting themselves front and center, they are the gift bringers. right on the other side of that is the freedom. And they're saying, here's what's in the way. You can be grateful. You can see me for what I am. You can bring me back into wholeness so that you can be free and you can be that you know you are, confident, peaceful, radiant and magnetic, loving, powerful, communicates from a beautiful place of self-expression, plays their unique song that only they can play, that rings true and inspires other people, that creates expanded possibilities for others. You're walking your walk. That's so powerful to say yes to and to no longer decide to live without that. I look back on it now and I'm like, wow, these things I've known for a long time, but I've never fully let myself choose it. And of course, it's pain that brings that in. A certain level of pain can be the catalyst, but also just as powerful is love for you. Your love story is unfolding now in a way that is beyond what you ever could have imagined. Your love story has everything in it that is fulfilling to you at the deepest soul level, that is expansive and exciting and adventurous. And every day you will get to wake up excited to discover more of you, because life is now holding up the mirror that says you were operating at the tip of the iceberg, and now you're going to start to see the whole iceberg that is wildly magnificent, that is bigger than you could ever imagine from the little persona, because you are life itself. You are a child of the universe. You are source localized in form to explore. Life chose you to explore itself through you in this physical realm. That gets to be fun. That gets to be, you get to say yes to all of it. And it comes from certainty. There's no more doubt and confusion and fear. That's the old 3D construct. If you have the doubt and the uncertainty, you're playing a very small game. You've got to know who you are and know that your choice when you make it is done. And so when triggers happen during the day in your body or from anything on the outside, you are now responding from that you that you are creating, from your heart, from that version of you that would respond to things in the way that he would, as if it's already here. If you are not wealthy currently and you have $20 in your bank account, been there so many times in my adult life, and you affirm and make the decision, I am wealthy. I am choosing to experience wealth in this life. And then a bill comes in the mail and all of a sudden you leave that powerful choice and go back into the agreement of your history and your past experience and be like, oh, I am filled with fear now. How am I going to pay this? What am I going to do? And you go right back to little me. You'll never get beyond that. If you don't see that bill as a prop and a symbol coming into reality to not test, but to just give you the opportunity of responding from a place of wealth now, which is being created right here, you'll never get it until you respond from that place. And in your relationship dynamics, if you say you want to show up and be confident and be able to express yourself and communicate from your heart, in the face of the trigger, in the face of what the old you would do, you have to now make the choice. Here's how he would show up. If that version of me was living right now and I was him, this is how he would do it. That's the only way we can truly create. It's right here and it's always been there, available to us, and it all comes through choice. You take a breath. You let yourself take a step back. You zoom out a little bit. You look at what's in front of you. Here was the old way. Here's where I'm going. That creates the momentum. That creates the trust where the ego can no longer be like, you're not going to do it. That used to fuck me up, was the ego is like, you keep saying these things, but you don't do them. And so it was able to grip me really tightly from that place. And then it's like, that's a little kid energy. That's like a very small place of perception. And now the real me, which is big and powerful, and the soul energy comes in, and it's like, I create my experience and this is what I decide to do. And it will never go back to that way. I release that with all the love in my heart, and it will never go back to that because I decide, and that's who I am now. And nothing can waver me from that. It is done. Never will I go back to that. And if I do, I'll notice it, forgive myself, and right back to center. This is what's available. This is where we're going. This is exciting. Do not let yourself get trapped into the shadows and come into agreement with them and let yourself play out your old history. Don't do that anymore. You don't deserve to live in that dark place. Hold that old you who was trapped in that for a long time and bring them into the light and say, here's where we're going. And you're coming with me because you are me. You are the me that never had the higher awareness and the love that it needed in those moments to actually heal. Get in. Here we go. I love you. I'm holding the space for you in the moment. I'm allowing you to be there. And then we go this way. This is how you be the creator. And this is taking your power back. You are an energetic being. Where attention flows is where your energy goes. You cannot decide to engage with things that deplete your energy, especially in relationships. You have to get radically honest with yourself. And that's not easy, because 100% of the time, if you do this, you know, and you listen to a podcast like this or a YouTube channel, YouTube video, you're going to immediately know there's some relationships that are done and that I have to let go of. And that's going to alter my life a little bit or a lot. And better to do it now than continue to play out the same cycle, to not evolve and then just do it 5 years later and waste all that time where you could have been the best fucking version of yourself, the highest you that is having life mirror back the most epic things. And you put that off just to continue the bullshit for 5 years because you were afraid, because you were holding on to something you knew was done. You don't need to do it. Let this be a permission. Give yourself permission. Because only you can do that. No longer does the outside give you permission. It is you, baby. It's all you. It's your play. It's your movie. And we're all sharing in the collective movie together. But the more of us that are doing this, we're waking up. One at a time, the world's going to shift through love and truth. That is the theme of the Aquarius energy. The Christ consciousness waking up, bringing us up into the heart, feeling and navigating through intuition, no longer through the mind, because that's where we get trapped. The mental prison has held us for a while. That's dissolving. The mind and the heart get to work together now. The unification of the logic and the imagination, the masculine and the feminine, the heart and the mind, the subconscious and the conscious, all coming together to work in your favor based on your choice and where you choose to go. That is a life worth living, my friends. Can we say yes to that? Because it's our birthright. This is why we are here. With that being said, I love you all. Challenging times, yes, but equally exciting and riveting, and the potential to be so powerful and to be so in a totally new movie and in your magic, playing your song, unfolding your love story, which reflects all the love back to you, where every day becomes a beautiful adventure. Even in the most mundane moments, you can find joy because that's what you've chosen. That's what you're paying attention to. Thank you for tuning in. I will see you soon. Be on the lookout for more videos, podcast episodes. This fire is lit and it's not going out. That is my promise. That is my word that is being spoken. I will see you all soon.